probably tell, no sequin suits, you know, no special spotlights. And when we were fortunate enough to get him here, there weren't any weird requests about, you know, we need 17 gallons of blue grapes and 4 of purple ones and 6 glasses of water from China. And, you know, he just, I said, what do you want me to say about you, Tim? And he said, well, whatever you want to. Boy, was that a mistake. Do you know he owes me $50 and he ain't paid? I am kidding about that. He don't owe me any money. But we have, this is a great moment. 1 hour ago, we set the world record for picking. I never did get up there, but I will lie about it a lot in the years to come. And so I'll say I was right there, and if it hadn't been for me, I don't think any of it would have happened. You know? I'd like to say that if it wasn't for me, none of this would have happened, but I just ain't that big a liar, so I'll just lay off that nonsense. We are in a wonderful community here. This is about Ola Bell Reed, and I want to. You've heard me say all day long that everybody that plays here, friends, neighbors, or people who are lovers of Ola Bell and her music. And Tim O'Brien is not only not an exception to that, but he may be one of the people who has done almost as much for Ola Bell's music as Ola Bell has, because he has won. I can't keep track of all the awards, but he has gotten all these Grammy nominations and Male Vocalist of the Year. This is your moment to just have a heck of a good time at the end of a day of having a lot of a heck of a good times, hecks of good time. I don't know how you put them together, but whatever they are, you're having them, and there you are. Shoot, I'm getting excited myself. And here's the man.
Hello.
You all set? Yeah. How about it, Mr. Tim O'Brien? Okay, Tim, I hate to do this to you. 1 second here. We got, he's the one told me to say it. It wasn't my idea. There's barbecue up there if anybody wants to go get it after Tim gets done playing. Okay, so here we go. All right.